Thanks for listening to Moonchild Radio, where we talk with guests about their learning styles and creativity and imagination. Welcome to today's episode of Moonchild Radio. And today we are honored to be speaking with Ryan Robinault, who is a seventh grader this year at Three Creeks Elementary. Today we are going to be talking about different learning styles. Learning styles are really important so that you can understand how you can learn best and how you can get the most from your education. So welcome, Ryan, to the podcast.
Hi.
So I know recently in class you're talking about learning styles and you took a quiz online to help you determine what is your learning style. What did you learn about yourself during that quiz?
That I was 40% visual learner and 40% auditory learner and then 20% tactile learner, which is like touching stuff with your hands and...
Would you agree with those results?
Yeah.
So tell me about your strengths as an auditory learner.
Some of my strengths are like using my speech to text when I am writing a paragraph or doing an assignment. And sounding out unfamiliar words out loud if I don't really know that word very well, then I might sound it out loud instead of just doing it in my head.
And what makes you a good visual learner?
Probably using spell checker. When it has that red squiggly line under it and just picturing those three options to see which one feels right, and then rereading that sentence to make sure it feels right.
Right, because on your iPad, it'll show up those three options and you're just visually remembering what the word how the word is spelled.
Yeah, and then also rewriting facts from a different textbook or lesson to memorize it for a test or a speech if I need to presentate.
Great, and I think that's a good example of how you might be also that tactile learner because you're physically writing out again the text. But of course, like you said, it's part of that visual learning process as well. So of course, with every strength, there's going to be a challenge that goes along with it. What do you think your challenges are related to those learning styles?
When there are a lot of assignments all at once, if a bunch of teachers post like their stuff on Monday all at once, it's a little hard. Or there's a really big project and the teacher posts everything all at once, even though it may not be due all at the same time, it's a little challenging for me to see what I actually need to complete and do instead of just having those individual assignments to do at once at a time.
That's a really good observation. So even though you're a visual learner, if there's too much visual information all at once, it gets overwhelming and then you can't really use that as a strength of yours. So what would be a solution for that? How could you use your visual strengths to help you in that situation?
Well, maybe just write each assignment out on specific things that I need to do in those steps. And I think that would help if I get stressed out with a certain thing. I could, when I get overwhelmed, I could just, instead of not being able to focus on the actual important part, I could focus on the parts I need to instead of spending 10 minutes on this one 3-sentence line, and it gets more stuff done.
Well, that's a really great insight into how you learn best. Again, kind of playing off of your strengths as a visual learner, you could take that big chunk of information and organize it yourself into more manageable chunks. And like you said, that would ultimately save you time, because you wouldn't be feeling so stressed out in the moment, kind of spinning your wheels and feeling frustrated. You have a plan to use your visual strengths to help you organize the information in a way that makes sense to you. Mm-hmm. What about when you are talking with people and things might feel kind of difficult? What do you do there if people are around you and there's a lot of noise? Do you find that even though you're an auditory learner, that might be difficult to filter out everybody talking at once?
Yeah, like if I'm talking to this person, but there's like a bunch of other people that are also talking, it might be a little hard to really understand what they are saying instead of just like a small group of people that are talking all at once.
Mm-hmm. Right. So again, your auditory is a strength, but if there's too much information going on at once, it's hard for you to distinguish what is an important information for you. Okay, so I think that's a really great insight as well. So we've got some strategies to help you with your challenges and help you stay in that calm and alert state so that you can access the knowledge that you have. I'm thinking also about those multi-step projects that I know you do in seventh grade. What, tell me about that. Is that hard to kind of follow those steps or those sequences?
Yeah, kind of, because most of the time they're like kind of big projects from like 2 to 4 paragraphs, or having to do a really big paragraph in this little bubble of time that you need to complete.
Okay, so have you come up with some strategies that helps you feel more successful when you are constrained by time or constrained by space on the paper?
Yeah, there's this kind of thinking map that's on paper instead of online, that you can spell out your sentences and have them in kind of a formatted way that is all spread out but is still on that page.
Okay, so you're using like a thinking map to help organize your thoughts, so then when you go to write it, you know exactly what you're going to write, and it comes out more quickly for you. I think that's a really great strategy. You mentioned the difference between online and in-person learning in that last response. I wonder if you've noticed some other differences for you based off of your learning style, maybe some things that happened last spring or this fall. How is it different for you to learn online compared to in person?
Well, online has a lot of maybe voice chats about the session and just not really working as much as just talking about the project and then you going and doing the project by yourself.
Okay, so is that something that you like better than an in-person class?
Not really. I like just following along with the teacher doing the assignment at the same time as that the teacher is teaching instead of having to do it after.
Okay. And what about in the springtime when you were doing more asynchronous learning? Was that helpful to watch the video?
Yeah, I feel like what my school kind of strayed away from is those instructional videos, and they're kind of just doing more video chats and not videos, but those videos is kind of like you don't need to have it at a certain time, you just need to watch it so you can get that information, and it's like being in person, but not really being in person.
And I would imagine, especially for you as such a auditory learner, that it would be beneficial for you to listen to the instructions again, or a particular part of the instruction again, to really make sure that you understood what you heard.
Yeah, you can rewind the video instead of not being able to, or just asking the teacher to repeat what you just said.
Right. I would imagine that that would be helpful visually as well, especially if they were demonstrating on a whiteboard or in a different app and they were recording that, you would really be able to follow those steps and take it at your own pace if you have that recorded video to refer back to.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about your personal experiences, because these learning styles kind of start with us when we're really young. So what's some experiences that you've had in your younger years that would illustrate how you are an auditory or visual learner?
Yeah, well, when I was really young, I made these rubber snakes out of rubber bands. And instead of doing simple stuff like bracelets or maybe rings, I made like a snake with multiple layers and like a face that was much different than just making a bracelet. But what the snake had that really stuck to me were the video, and that it really took you through those steps and showed me at such a young age that even though it might look really hard to do, if you just do it step by step, analyzing each one, it can be quite easy. And then it just became more easy over time as I started doing it more.
Wow, that's really crazy that you actually started with a pretty high level project of a 3D rainbow loom snake, but you said that the bracelets were harder for you?
Yeah, because I didn't look it up on YouTube. I just followed the little pamphlet that it came with.
Ah, I see. So those written instructions or the 2D instructions of the drawing was actually hard for you to follow, but watching the person make the bracelet or the snake was what helped you understand.
Yeah.
Well, that's really cool. And what about, visually, I think you have a pretty strong skill to see in your mind's eye a story. If you're like retelling a story, can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, like if the story is really detailed, or there's even pictures of the story in the book or online, it can really make it easier to memorize that story. Like, even though the Hunger Games may not have those pictures, it's still really graphic and can make you kind of feel like you're watching a movie even though you're reading it or listening to it.
So in your head, you're seeing the scenes play out, or if you're going to retell the story, you're thinking about in your head what those images look yeah. like to you. That's really cool. So that's a great way to access your strengths for when you need to retell a story or give people some information. Well, I really enjoyed talking with you today, Ryan, about your learning strengths. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our audience?
No, I think we got everything.
Okay, fantastic. Well, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.